really great to be able to share a little bit on this theme of serving together. And just going to give 10 minutes this morning, and then we're going to have a bit more sung worship, and then Paul Stevens is going to come up and explain what will happen next. This is where I was this time yesterday on the way up Snowdon, and a glorious day, so you had fantastic views all the way up. And we did it as part of a team, and the team is there on the screen, myself, Heather, Greg, and Gideon, and everybody contributed to the walk. This is the point. Heather provided all the food, so we ate very heartily the day before and had food provided for us on the way up. Greg drove the main car. Gideon lent us his parents' static caravan for a couple of days so that we could stay near Snowdon. And I gave occasional words of encouragement on the way up. I'm sure if you talk to any of the others, they will feel that that was really the crucial contribution, and that if that hadn't happened, we would have fallen by the wayside very early. We were all involved. That's the point. We were all serving together, and we're stronger together, and we're stronger with everyone involved. And you get that message coming loud and clear from Ephesians 4. And first of all, there is that encouragement that we are stronger together, that encouragement for unity in the gospel. And picking up from verse 2, we see that sense of unity coming through loud and clear. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. You notice the repetition of one that begins to come in, and that sense of unity, the sense that we are all in this together, the sense that we are stronger together, coming through loud and clear. And just very briefly, I want to encourage us in terms of our unity in the gospel of Jesus Christ. I do believe that God is doing something across our church, and that God wants to do something significant in this particular gathering. And that's already just beginning to bubble up. Wonderful to have a baptism last Sunday. We have another baptism in September, as I've said. We have four young people in baptismal classes, and these are really, really exciting things. And we will be stronger as we move together in unity. That's unity and not uniformity. And sometimes I think pastors get this wrong. You get a cry for unity, and it's a call for everybody to agree with the pastor on everything and for there to be no dissent. And that's manipulative, and it's certainly not what I'm about. I hope you've got that by now. But we do need that unity in the gospel. We do need that togetherness as together we seek God's way forward and as we move forward together as a gathering and as a whole church. So that encouragement to unity. And that also that encouragement to serve together. The key verses are coming up on the screen. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. That's a good translation of our verses, but there have been other translations which have not been so good. So the old King James Version, good in many ways, translates the phrase that I've put in yellow and in bold, for the perfecting of the saints, comma, for the work of ministry. And what is conveyed, either inadvertently or perhaps deliberately, is that the work of ministry is for some. It's for the some and not for the many. In fact, not for the all. And that pretty much reverses Paul's meaning, because a better translation is that God gives some to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors and teachers, to equip his people, that is all of his people, for works of service and or ministry. The word that is translated service ministry, either is fine. We are all called to service and ministry. Jim Packer, talking about these verses and talking about the King James Authorized Translation, calls it the calamitous comma. It's a disaster because it splits off people from ministry. But we are all called to service and ministry. And a key job of a pastor teacher is to equip people for the ministry that God has called them to. And that ministry can take on various forms. We are called to be ministers in the world. We are called to be ministers wherever God sends us, in the home, in the workplace, in the family, and in the wider community. And we want to equip people for those forms of ministry here. But when we think about the body of Christ being built up, yes, we can think about that growth in breadth and more people coming to know the Lord, but we also think about the body being strengthened. And that is the particular challenge for today. We are called to ministry, and I want to encourage you to be ministers within the gathered church, to serve within the gathered community here. We think about the church's ministry team, and you might think about myself, might think about Nathan, might think about Kate Burkett, Kate Churchill, might think about Jeff, a whole range of people who are part of the ministry team, who are part of the staff team, who are ministers and pastors, and those who are engaged full-time or part-time, paid, working for the church. And absolutely, that is part of the ministry team, but it's not the whole of the ministry team. And so we were greeted by those who are ministering on the welcome team today, by Val and the team who are there. We are being ministered to by Hao Hing and John on the desk as they deal with sounds and vision. We are ministered to by Matthew and Sarah and the rest of the music team. We will be ministered to when we have tea and coffee in a little while. This is the church's ministry team, those who are involved in works of service within the body of Christ. And I do want to encourage you to think about how God may be calling you to be involved. If you are involved in two or three or four things, just to be clear, we are not asking you to do more. And one of the things that might be right for you is to just to go round the various things and to think, well, how can I pray? That's as if you're not on one of the stalls already. But I do believe that there are people here who are being called to be involved in some way. Occasionally we might do a SWOT analysis of church life: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities and threats. And occasionally I do this in my head, and we have incredible strengths and we have incredible opportunities. And one of the strengths is the team that we have involved right across church life. But I guess one of the weaknesses and one of the threats to us really going forward strongly is that there are places that are at the heart of church life where we are sometimes a bit threadbare. Junior church here on a Sunday morning would be one of those times. Under fives during the week, obviously many can't be involved in that because you're involved in the workaday world and you just don't have the time or the opportunity. But there is some great stuff going on, and it would be so helpful to have just a few more volunteers. And that could be the case across the life of the gathering. It's not unusual. Many churches have these issues, so we shouldn't be down on ourselves. But there is an opportunity to step forward and to be involved in what God wants to do. So I do commend this to you, the opportunities for service, the joy that there can be in Christian service. Yes, there are sacrifices involved, but there is also great joy as we step out and we serve our God. We are stronger together, and we are stronger with everyone involved. I'm just going to pause for a moment and then just lead us in a prayer of reflection. So let's just be quiet together as we reflect on these things, as we think about God's call on our own lives.